wide for some soccer!
The Cannonetta Soccer Association is coming to Springfield. It's all here. Fast kicking, low scoring, and ties. You bet.
Hey, Dad, how come you never taking us to see a soccer game?
I don't know.
You'll see all your favorite soccer stars, like Arriaga, Arriaga 2, Barriaga, Aruglia, and Pizzosa.
Oh, I never heard of those people.
And they'll all be signing autographs. Woohoo! This match will determine once and for all which nation is the greatest on earth, Mexico or Portugal.
Can I go back, please? Can we
go
back, please?
Yes, yes, oh God, yes! Kill myself if Portugal doesn't win.
It's hard to believe this used to be an internment camp.
Yo, paella man, wing one up here. Hey, look, it's Pele.
Pele is king of the soccer field. To be king of your kitchen, use Crestfield wax paper.
Schnorris, do something!
Halfback passes to the center. Back to the wing. Back to the center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
Halfback passes to center. Back to wing. Back to center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it!
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
Yeah, not before me, you ain't. Now, now, there's plenty of exits for everyone.
Oh, that's it. You're dead, pal.
Hey, now, that's uncalled for.
Get your hole, Skinner.
Call this a soccer riot? Come on, boys. Let's take him to school.
Get out of here.
Oh, but I want to do some rioting. Job is
cold milk, Yamaka!
All done.
What began as a traditional soccer riot has escalated into a citywide orgy of destruction. Reacting swiftly, Mayor Quimby has declared mob rule. So for the next several years, it's every family for itself.
Excuse me, sir. I think you get my TV. Sir?
Somebody's got to stop them! Let's wait till they burn the school down.
Oh, my God. Homer, they're right next door.
Relax, Marge. If someone tries to get in here, my burglar alarm will let us know.
Ooh!
Watch the fish, Marge.
Oh.
Looks like you called me just in time. This home isn't secure at all.
What did I tell you, Marge?
Intruders could come in down the chimney, through the mail slot, even hidden in your groceries. Did you change the locks when you moved in? Yeah, I thought not. All the previous owners of this house could still be in here somewhere.
What do you recommend?
Well, a lot of companies have put in a pretty system that looks good, but doesn't provide any real protection.
Oh, let's get that.
But if you really want to sleep easy at night, I recommend sealing off every door and window with bulletproof Lucite.
Wouldn't we all suffocate?
Well, I should hope not.
Let's get that, the suffocation thing.
And you can have it all for just $500.
$500? Oh, forget it.
But surely you can't put a price on your family's lives.
I wouldn't have thought so either, but here we are.
Homer, we need something to protect this family.
I couldn't agree more, Marjorie. You deserve peace of mind, and peace of mind is what you shall have. I'd like to buy your deadliest gun, please.
Aisle 6, next to the sympathy cards.
Whoa, careful there, Annie Oakley.
I don't have to be careful. I got a gun.
Well, you probably want the accessory kit. Holster.
Oh, yeah.
Bandolier.
Baby.
Silencer.
Mm-hmm.
Loudener. Speed cocker.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
And this is for shooting down police helicopters.
Oh, I don't need anything like that. Yet. Just give me my gun.
Sorry, the law requires a 5-day waiting period. We've got to run a background check.
5 days? But I'm mad now.
Yeah.
I'd kill you if I had my gun.
Yeah, well, you don't.
There's a big shot. He's so big because he's got a lot of guns. But if he didn't have any guns, I'd show him a thing or two. At my store, then we'll see who's worried about a 5-day waiting period.
Dad, it's 3 a.m. Can't you mutter in your room?
Marge kicked me out.
All right. Go ahead.
Pushy kids think they can tell me what to do in my house. Well, I tell you, parents these days, they don't know how to rear children. Oh, how am I supposed to last 5 days without shooting something? Get away. Come on, open up! That's the stuff. Now, I believe you have some sort of firearm for me?
Well, let's see here. According to your background check, you've been in a mental institution.
Yeah?
Frequent problems with alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
You beat up President Bush.
Former president. Potentially dangerous?
Relax, that just limits you to 3 handguns or less.
Woohoo! Close your eyes, Marge. I've got a surprise for you.
Hmm.
Okay, open your eyes.
Ah!
Hey, it's a handgun! Isn't it great? This is the trigger, and this is the thing you point at whenever you want to die.
Homer, I don't want guns in my house. Don't you remember when Maggie shot Mr. Burns?
I thought Smithers did it.
That would have made a lot more sense. Hey, Dad, can I borrow the gun tomorrow? I want to scare that old security guard at the bank.
Only if you clean your room.
No! No one's using this gun. The TV said you're 58% more likely to shoot a family member than an intruder.
TV said that? But I have to have a gun. It's in the Constitution.
Dad, the Second Amendment is just a remnant from Revolutionary days. It has no meaning today.
You couldn't be more wrong, Lisa. If I didn't have this gun, the King of England could just walk in here anytime he wants and start shoving you around. Do you want that? Huh? Do you?
No.
All right, then.
I'm sorry, Homer. No weapons.
A gun is not a weapon, Marge. It's a tool. Like a butcher knife or a harpoon or an alligator. You just need more education on the subject. Tell you what. You come with me to an NRA meeting, and if you still don't think guns are great, we'll argue some more.
Assault weapons have gotten a lot of bad press lately, but they're manufactured for a reason. To take out today's modern super animals, such as the flying squirrel and the electric eel.
Learning something, Marge?
Hi, I'm Mo S.
Hi, Mo!
Yeah, so last night I was closing up the bar when some young punk comes in and tries to stick me up.
Whatever did you do, Mo?
Well, it could have been a real ugly situation, but I managed to shoot him in the spine. Yeah, I guess the next place he robs better have a ramp.
Hi, I'm Homer S.
Hi, Homer.
Hi. It seems to me if a gun can protect something as important as a bar, it's good enough to protect my family. So if you'll have me, I would like to become a lifetime member of your wonderful organization.
Yeah!